today I'd like to offer ourselves the opportunity to taste the spiritual quality of mudita. Feels like mudita is in the air. Seeing many smiles and if we don't know mudita, what it is, maybe some people don't, it's the quality of appreciative joy. Being able to rejoice and tap or touch into the beautiful aspects of life. It's really important that we understand that life offers some challenging, difficult mind states, body sensations. There's dukkha, and definitely we've been speaking and addressing to that dimension of human life, human existence. But it's also, for me, so important to really sense that it's not all that there is. There's a real beautiful quality, which is metta, the kindness, the care, the gentleness, the wish to offer well-being to ourselves and to other beings, wishing well, wishing ourselves and others to be happy. And from that ground of gentleness, tenderness of heart, presence of being, which naturally inclines toward openness. Even if it's not a lot, there's a sense of being able to receive a little more, react less. From that dimension of greater openness, there's more ease. And we can notice this sense of ease in relationship to sense contact. Being outside and just being so amazed by how we can take one step, and when we're fully there for this one step, and I'm sure each one of us has had this opportunity to be fully present and taste the moment. Just taste this very moment and connect to, wow, this has some taste. And it can bring some uplift in the mind, in the heart, some sense of gladness, ease of well-being. And it seems that there's a sense of appreciation coming from that place of very simple contact of presence and to be able to receive that happiness, rejoice in the possibility of taking this in. We can really sense that it's so easy, as I've said before, to only be partial. Notice the imperfections. And stay very much in connection with that side. Therefore, wallow in the suffering. Indulge in it. Not realizing that this is happening. And actually many of you have expressed this in the meetings that we've had. How much there's a sense of connection. And of course there is this aspect. But that's not all that there is. also when we are enabling this sense of openness and being present, the bigger picture holds other possibilities. There's another potential to also rejoice, receive, be present, taste, invite the positive, the beautiful, all these moments when it may not be perfect, but it's okay. It's not dramatic. And to nourish, to feed that quality. Of gladness. It's a wholesome quality. So mudita, this third Brahmavihara, just in a word, metta is the first, wishing well, wishing other beings, ourselves, to be well, to be happy. Compassion, wishing ourselves and others to be free from suffering, and there's no doubt that the compassion has been very much being practiced in relationship to the vipassana. Every moment we're open to the pain and allowing it to be the way that it is without contracting around it, without tensing up. Or if we do see reactivity, bringing kindness and metta to the reactivity and try to meet the pain in a balanced way. So this is the second, the compassion. Definitely very much part of our spiritual practice. And then this third quality of mudita, which is about rejoicing in the happiness that is present. Or a sense of well-being that is present, that's already here, that we can sense, that we can allow. What brings gladness to the mind? And there's so many ways that we can relate to this. This morning I was putting a note on the board, and the little cat, the black cat that we see, came to me, and he was kind of touching and giving me some caress, and he was touching my legs, and was really, we were one with each other as a dance. It was early morning when you were sitting here in this hall, and it brought so much gladness to the heart, and his tail was wagging and he was happy, and you could sense that this very simple moment was joyful. Was very joyful. And there's no doubt that the meeting, the connection with this being came about through a quality of my presence. So this is what we can sense when we begin to be a little more available, present, sensitive. There's a way that we can live our life, not from the space of being lost in all the worries and anxieties, but take in the beauty of this moment. So I think it's also a way that we can notice that it may come in very simple ways. We don't need our life to be perfect. To rejoice. To be open and to rejoice. there's a way that sometimes people in spiritual practice don't allow this quality of gladness and joy in the mind because they hear no attachment. No attachment to the pleasant, no attachment whatsoever. And I think it's so important to really relate and bring in some awareness to the fact that pleasure is available. And it's not about not having delight in the beautiful aspects of our mind or having delight in relating to a moment in a caring way. We can really rejoice and have this sense of delight. And indeed, when it passes, it passes. But not avoiding. And so much of this aspect of the practice is often misunderstood. Therefore, there's an inclination as we open to the entire human experience. Not being partial. And it gives a lot of balance to our heart and mind to be able to take in that dimension, especially if there's a lot of dukkha. Whether it's in the body or in the mind. When there's a lot of pain, there's no doubt that with an intensive practice like this one on retreat, there are moments we just can't take it. No more, says the mind. Well, that's an indication that we've probably gone to an extreme and have not had the possibility or the awareness to balance ourselves, not only with mindfulness, but to take in what supports the potential for well-being so that we can carry on and continue. So this means just looking at a nice sight or taking a cup of tea and just rest, relax, open, and appreciate. Just appreciate more. What is. And as Stephen was inviting us to some equanimity, the equanimity is exactly that quality which supports every one of them. Equanimity supports metta, can open to it. Equanimity will really allow us to sense the balance between pleasure and pain. Allow in the pleasures, allow in the pains, and that life will offer joy and sorrow. And to be able to receive more of each of the experiences. So if you'd like today, you can invite this beautiful quality of heart and mind called mudita. And in a very simple way, you can just have a few moments of reflection in relationship to the joy, the success, what's going well in your life. What makes you happy? What makes you also have a sense of gratitude? There's a real sense of appreciation, and no doubt we are.
Blessed.
There's no doubt that if you think of all the beings on this planet, we are fortunate. The incredible capacity to awaken the heart and mind from suffering. Only that, just that. When I tap into that truth of it's possible. To bring a quality of presence which leans towards greater ease, well-being. That's magnificent. It's great. So much gratitude in relationship to that aspect. And then gratitude in relationship to having friends. All the different beings that you may have in your life that count for you. Gratitude in relationship to the interconnectedness. This is very uplifting. You can rejoice, and it's totally fine to bring in situations. Have a few moments of reflection. So that you can really tap into this quality. Allow it to be felt from that place of metta, of just kind heart. Gentleness. And if you wish, you can also bring in a phrase. I'm so appreciative for everything that is positive, going well, successful, which is the sense of having these beings that are important, that I care for in my life. Grateful. You probably see that it requires intention because it's really easy to have the mind go to the habitual patterns. Yes, but, there's this, that's not going really right, and this is not going really right, and even if you think of someone else, well, it's a lovely person, but... And so it's fascinating how the mind can play tricks on us and just justify the fact that, oh no, I'm not letting the gladness and the happiness in. So to notice, to really bring in some sense of intention to stay connected to the positive. It's okay. The situation need not be perfect. You don't need to be perfect. There's a real sense of allowing what needs to happen to surface. And when we lose that contact, you just notice that, bring in the metta, begin again. Relaxing into the moment, into the ease of this moment, and noticing just what is present. The impact of the quality of connection. It may be kindness, the metta feeling, the joy, or any other mood or state of mind. Whatever is manifesting for you right now, it can be received. And if we wish, we can continue and end the sitting with some metta, if you feel like it. Or if you'd like, you can also be drawn to have the mudita, the joy, manifest in relationship to other beings. Rejoicing in the happiness of others. There may be someone for whom there is a successful situation right now. These times something is working well. And it's so wonderful to be able to rejoice for them. So a new project that may have come to birth and is flourishing. For some, it's the birth of a child. There's no doubt we have a few ladies here who have offered the gift of this beautiful manifestation, expression of birth, life coming into being. We can rejoice for them. It's also the quality, it said in the teachings, of a parent whose child suddenly knows how to walk. It's amazing. How surprising. All these steps. And with the mudita, I really tap into that quality in relationship to children. They manifest this so clearly. The freshness. Vitality. It's delightful. The sense of gladness can come in so many ways. this joy comes out of a sense of contentment. It develops with contentment, a sense of appreciation for what is already here. The joy of just being open and able to receive a breath. Joy in the quality of presence. Not taking things for granted. There's a preciousness that comes, and it can be felt with this quality of mudita. Preciousness of the moment, preciousness of our life, connection with others. And from this space, very natural gratitude. Reaches the heart, the mind, the body. And aliveness in our being. So you may want to end the sitting and just taking a moment and reflect on all the seeds that have been planted. Today, yesterday, even earlier, seeds of kindness, care, mindfulness, wisdom, all the insights. And take these into account. How incredibly beautiful. The sense of wholesome intention and heartfelt presence can be, when it also can be received. and ending the metta or mudita with ourselves, just wishing ourselves well or rejoicing. In a space of silence, presence, extending and receiving it from ourself to ourself. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be at ease. Very naturally, if we so wish, extending, radiating these qualities around us. May everybody here be happy, at ease, and be well. Have joy in their life. Just leave you with Charlotte Joku Beck's phrase. She's a great Zen teacher. And she says, joy is who we are when we're not preoccupied with something else.